Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 416. If you'd like to have a copy of it, I'll show you how four different ways at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. The charge is zero. Postage and handling charge, zero. So, sure you want a copy of this because this is the powerful truth of the Lord. And things that have happened in the past and that are currently happening as well today. The Lord is breaking things down so that people can understand it, because the Lord, He showed His love by coming into this world. God showed His love by sending His only begotten Son into this world, by sending His Word into this world so that people could understand it and then know that it's a covenant, a contract. It's a deal that God makes with everyone, that if you keep His covenant, if you keep the deal, well, then eternal life is yours. Eternal life, carrying the cross, denying yourself, seems to be pretty hard for people because of the fact that they fear the powers on this earth that are really not powers at all. They can take your life, but they can't take your soul. But if you defy God, if you break contract with Him, if you don't keep the commandments, if you don't keep the deal that God makes between people on this earth, well, then God can take your life and cast your soul into the lake of fire. I've never heard such, in my 40, almost 43 years of the ministry, I've never heard so much false doctrine. It's getting worse and worse. Satan is getting more and more cunning as time goes on. And people just think, they just say that the Word of God is not, it's too straight for them. It's just too hard to believe that you have to be perfect. Even though the Lord says strive for perfection, I've just had an argument with a person that came to visit me. He was a paralegal when I first met him, and now he's an attorney, and I never heard of such phenomenal heresy in my life, how he believes that once saved, always saved. He was stating that now that he's been washed in the blood and filled with the Spirit, that he could murder somebody every day and still get into the kingdom of heaven because he's not sinning, he's been saved. I mean, this is the doctrine that predominates the world today. And, the people that believe that, so the Lord has sent you strong delusions to make you believe a lie. The Lord said that we must be, no matter what I said to Him, I threw the kitchen sink, the bathtub, and all the pipes and everything at Him, and He still said, I said, you sin, the soul that sins. He said, I'm not sinning, I've been saved. I'm God's righteousness. I said, you've been sent strong delusions by God to make you believe a lie that your soul might be damned. You know, we have to be holy. There can't be any spot or blemish or any stain on our souls whatsoever. We're not going to go to heaven. Well, there won't be on mine because I've been washed in the blood. But I told him about the different scriptures that say that once you've been enlightened, you know the truth, and then you go back into sin, the Bible, then you are worthy of death. Such as the homosexuals and all these people that think they're right. They've been sent strong delusions. They've been turned over to reprobate minds, minds that are rejected by God. Their souls are lost, and they don't even know it. And, it's just horrible. The condemnation that they're going to receive from God because of their failure to receive the gospel as it really is. Of course, the Apostle Paul told us that now that we're saved, does that now give us the license to sin? He said, God forbid. I threw all these things at him. He said, because whoever you, I'm going to paraphrase here, whoever you've been overcome by, that's the one that is your master. So people, how could you commit adultery, fornication? And why would you want to forgive somebody that committed adultery on you? I wouldn't. The Bible says you're to forgive if people come and ask you. But there's people today that call themselves ministers. They're false prophets that are sending these people that get saved back to their first wives. When you're saved, you are forgiven for every sin that you've ever committed before, even bad marriages. And you're not to get linked up with an unbelieving wife that's maybe out committing adultery or who's turned a prostitute, somebody that's living with somebody else. That land is polluted. The Bible says that the woman is the land and the man is the farmer, the one that sows the seed. And anyone that sows seed in her during the course of the time that you're in your land, during the course of the time that you're married to her, you're not to have anything to do with that woman. Anyone that tells you that you should, they're trying to say that God is not holy by telling you that to depart from such a person. Does that have nothing to do with them? That they're more holy than God, that they're more forgiving than God. After knowing the truth and you commit adultery and fornication and all these different things, well, we'll get into some of the scriptures. One of the big things that Satan today is using is the satanic one world cult in Rome and its government, one world government, and the media are attempting to frighten everybody from serving the Lord. That's what they did. I was playing our choir in that was with us several years ago, our choir and the orchestra. There was about 150 pieces in all and voices. And between 50 and 90% of them fell away because the government scared them. Now, most people, Tommy Scarcella came in today to visit me, and he stated, man, there isn't a pastor alive that would have told all the people that had fallen away from the church, and especially when it was the government that threatened them. They marched on our property with guns and frightened them. But the Bible plainly states that the fearful and unbelieving will spend eternity in hell. Now that verse, chapter of verse, is Revelation 21, verse 8. If Satan can scare you, if this one world government and cult and media can frighten you from serving the Lord, you're not worthy of him. You'll be in hell with the adulterer, the fornicator, all of them. And that's what they're doing right now. But right now we have some testimonies. We have music. We have a letter from John Peeler talking to me about the different government agents that we have a piece of literature that he wrote along with myself. He was a former FBI BATF agent, and he was hired by this government, the One World Government, which is Roman Catholic government. He was hired by them to murder me, and they haven't frightened me, okay, because even though maybe 90% of the people that have been in this church have run away, it still doesn't make any difference. I'm still here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Satan, I'm still here, and I'm telling Satan, you weasel. The Lord calls anyone that doesn't follow God as the Father and as God, that they're bastards. Yes, that's a fatherless child. They don't have God for their father. And so I'm still defying. I'm not going to defy God. I'm going to follow him. And no bastard is going to frighten me away from doing so.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to hell for anybody or anything. Not even the one world cult in Rome, its government, the one world government, and the media, one world media, the mouth of Satan. Now, they're trying again. They say, oh, we're going to bring up other false charges on you. Like, they've come up with so many false charges that it's unbelievable. I mean, you'd think that Hitler was nicer than me. Like I said, when I was in prison, one of the guards told me, hey, Hoffman, because that's my real name, I'm Jewish. He says, what'd you do to get in here? I says, I killed Bambi's mother. And he just swelled up and he says, no, I'm the one that killed Bambi's mother. I says, you might have done it, but I'm the one that got blamed for it. Okay? And that's what I'm doing time for. Okay, and so let's go to the throne now. We've got a good, fantastic message from the Lord. We've got good music, and we've got some you know, receive the fear of the Lord rather than the fear of Satan. I don't care what happens to me as long as I get into heaven, all right?
Amen.
So, you know, you people that want to kill me, come on. Come hither. You make my day because I've been working for 43 years to get into the kingdom of heaven, and I'm not going to stop now, okay? And I'm not afraid of you, Satan. The Lord rebuke thee in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let's go to the throne now and ask the Lord to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your wonderful holy name for eternal life. And we thank you, Lord, for the boldness that you have given, at least me, I know, and some of the others that have stuck with this ministry for over 37 years. And some that have stayed here for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, nothing could shake them from the way that you have stated the things that you said you would give us. You've given us eternal life, and we don't want to lose it at any cost. If we get a bullet or if there's anything that happens to us, it's just like a small cigarette burn, and we're right there with you. As a matter of fact, you undertake when somebody's about ready to go up to meet you. You just make you numb them so where they don't even feel it that much. It's just like Stephen saw you, Jesus, standing by the throne of God, which you are God. All three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. And he saw you, and he just gave up his spirit to be with you. And he was with you forevermore. He said, I see Jesus. And if everyone will keep their mind on Jesus, they're not going to be afraid of sticks and stones and guns and bullets and bombs or the terrorists. That's what everyone, the government's trying to do is scare everybody into submission to the government, to the Catholic cult. Because, Father, they want everyone to be afraid and to fall away from you, to think that they falsely think that the government is going to protect them from these terrorists. Lord, the terrorists are the ones that are the government. They're the government. The Muslims are a branch of the Vatican. Anyone that would like to have a copy of that, the proof of that, I'll be glad to send them the book. One of the books, one of the many proofs that the Muslims and these terrorists are members of the Vatican. President Bush, Father, as I know that you've shown me, is just a little peg, little puppet in the hands of the Vatican. He's scared to death of the Vatican. Therefore, he does what they tell him to do, just like Ronald Reagan told me. Now, Father, anoint, bless this. You be the one, Lord, that guides, leads, guides, and directs this service. Let every word that's said be from you, Lord, that the souls in the world could be saved and the church be strengthened and not be by any means frightened. Because they'll be with the fearful and unbelieving in hell and the lake of fire. Lord, I ask it in Jesus' name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, we have to be strong soldiers. We have to continue on. In other words, right on in the Spirit until the Lord comes. There's a beginning place, a starting place in salvation. And there's an ending place, and those that continue from the beginning to the end are the only ones that will be saved. In the meantime, Satan is going to do everything that he can do to sift you, in other words, to frighten you away from the Lord. It's like I stated, the entire, almost the entire, 90%, between 50 and 90% of the people in my church have fallen away because of the government frightening them, trying to say that they're the only church, the Vatican, and that anyone that serves the Lord is a cult. They say that they're the true church. This is a dirty lie. The church began with Christ, and then on the day of Pentecost, when 3,000 Jews were saved, that was the beginning of the church. It wasn't in Rome, it was in Jerusalem. They are not the holy church. They're the most unholy, ungodly, government and cult that has ever happened on the face of this world. They're the biggest liars. How can they say that they are the beginning, the first church? It was the Jews that were the first church. Jesus is a Jew. The Apostle Peter was a Jew, and he preached on the day of Pentecost when the outpouring came down on the day of Pentecost in Jerusalem, and 3,000 souls were saved. And they gave everything that they had in this world up to the people, the Apostle Peter and the other apostles, and laid them down before their feet. And everyone had everything they needed. They didn't care about worldly goods anymore. Those people never supported Catholics. They didn't even know that's in Rome. That's totally in Italy. That's not Israel.
Amen.
And the way today that people think that Palestine, the Jews, God gave all that land to the Jews, and he said he was going to give it back to them in the last days. Well, while they were dispersed all over the world for 2,000 years because of they rejected Christ, God says that they'll be able to see me. They'll look upon me whom they have pierced and mourn for me like a son. Okay, and so that's happened right now. So they came back to their homeland, the land that God gave them, and it's theirs, not the Palestinians. Where in the Bible does it say the Palestinians? The Palestinians went in there like they found the place swept and garnished. They says, wow, we'll dwell here. This is the land of milk and honey. So they went in there, but now the Jews are back. And you people, if you want to be saved, you better. Now, the Jews are willing to allow you to dwell among them. But those of you that are trying to murder these Jews, the Bible says, I'll bless them that bless the Jew, and I'll curse them that curse the Jew. I'll bless them that bless thee, Abraham, and your seed, and I'll curse them that curse thee, your seed. So there's a curse on these people. They're void of understanding. They're like this attorney that was here the other day. They've been sent strong delusions to make them believe a lie. But those of you that believe the Lord, don't stop serving the Lord. Don't start receiving this false doctrine, because false doctrine has no virtue of saving power in it. It's the Antichrist, the anti the Word of God. That's why they've taken it out of the schools. And here's Fake Springman to tell you in these words to keep riding on. Just keep keeping on. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, ride on, King Jesus, Fake Springman.
Oh,
Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. That man has got power in his voice. I mean, I know he believed the Lord. Fake's not been with us for quite some time, but his music, his singing continues on. Now, we have a couple of testimonies here. Where's the first one from?
From Mississauga, Ontario, Canada.
We get responses from all over the world, and I never solicit them. They're just people that they really feel the Spirit of the Lord in the literature that I've written, or they hear the radio broadcast, and they can feel, you know, that I know the Lord.
Amen.
And no matter how many lies the government has spread about me and the Vatican, that lie, the man just came out. You know, it's just amazing to me that they don't prosecute these child molesters in the Vatican. Now, if one person other than a Vaticanite commits a homosexual act with a little kid, man, it's all over the paper, and they start to send that guy away for life or put him in an electric chair or give him a needle or something. But there's hundreds of thousands of these pedophiles, homosexual acts in that cult, and the government, because it's run, the government is run by them. They just got hit with the $660 million suit just in California alone. That's not including the rest of the world. There's thousands of these, and they don't get prosecuted. They say, well, we're prosecuting. It's just like the Nuremberg trials. The supposed to be American government agents were like prosecuting them. They gave them jail sentences, prison sentences, and they let them out in just a few years, and they became President Bush's advisors, because they're all one. Satan's government is the Antichrist. The cult is the head of the Antichrist. That's Satan's seat. Satan is involved and is in every one of them, and everybody's afraid of them. Sharon, before we get into the testimonies, would you read what it says about people that are afraid of the Antichrist and are afraid of threats? They're afraid of threats, because that's what I'm going to be getting into in the Bible today, is Luke chapter 22, where it says the government was doing everything, the scribes and the Pharisees, to kill Jesus. Well, how do they kill people and justify it? What they do is make up false statements. They make false statements and they say they're going to kill you. Well, then naturally the followers of the Lord are going to be sifted. Now, being sifted means to be scared, to be frightened away from the Lord. That's what it means. Satan would like to sift you, Peter. He says, like, he's going to frighten you to the point of where you denied me three times. But you're not saved yet. The Lord says, but when you get converted, and then he goes on. And we're going to read some of that today. Amen?
Amen.
But now that's what Satan would do to all you folks out there in the world and all you Christians. Satan would scare you. Satan would sift you away from the Lord. You're being sifted right now, all you people out in the world. You're being sifted to see if you're one of the fearful and the unbelieving, because if you are, you're going to be spending eternity in hell and the lake of fire with the adulterers, the fornicators, and all those others listed in the 21st chapter of Revelation. So start reading at verse 7, and then do 7 and 8. Okay? Siete and ocho. I'm not Spanish, I'm Jewish, but I'm starting to learn a little bit of the Spanish language. Okay, Satan would scare you people out there. Scare you away from the Lord, that means sift you away from him. Just like Peter did, but finally Peter got converted. But only when the truth of the Lord came to pass, when he saw Jesus resurrected from the dead. And if you don't see Jesus resurrected from the dead, or yourself being resurrected from the dead by keeping the Lord's commandments and sticking with him, no matter what this damnable cult in Rome that says they're the only church, you stinking phonies, you all say it right to your face. Why is it that every accusation that you bring false witnesses in on people, and you try to frighten people, but you know you have not frightened me yet? Because even when I was in prison on false charges, different these COs, supposed to be correctional officers, would come and try to frighten me. They said that, one of them said that he didn't really believe. He said he really had it in for me because I said that Mary was just an incubator, that we're not supposed to pray to. I just went right in his face and I said, "Listen, you unsaved wretch. I says, I don't care what you think, okay? I'm in prison here because I didn't care what you or this Roman Catholic government thought. I'm in here for that, and if you think I'm going to back down now, you crazy." And he started cringing and backing up against the wall. And a bunch of people, that's where we got our mail. It was a glass there. He called me, and, "I want to talk to you, Hoffman." And I said, "That makes me angry because you think you can... You make me angry. You think you can pray to Mary when the Bible says that it's a sin? You're not to pray to anybody but God through Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? So, you know, you weasels out there, you just keep lying about me. It doesn't make any difference. The more lies you tell about me, the more I'm going to show the people in this world that I'm not afraid of you, Satan. I'm not afraid of his cult down here on this condemned earth, and I'm not afraid of his government on this earth, or this stinking news, lying news media. What is it they're talking about? New dance steps and all kinds. That's supposed to be world news. It's very hard in this country to get any news, real news, because it's controlled. It's run by the Vatican. And if you want to be sifted, if you want to be frightened away from the Lord, then you do it. But let me tell you today that you're going to pay a price for it. Read the scriptures, Revelation 21, verses 8, 7 and 8.
He that overcometh.
He that overcomes this world government, its cult, the Satan, all the dirty, filthy lies, and the media tells, then go ahead.
He that overcometh shall inherit all things.
All things of the Lord. Then what?
And I will be his God.
And this is the false prophets too. Satan's false prophets that say you can be saved and still commit sin every day. You're dirty, filthy liars, you people that say that. And I'll say it right to your face. How come all you people that are putting false things about me on the internet are either people that don't know me at all or people that are afraid to put your name down for fear of something? I don't know what you're afraid of. Then what?
I will be his God, and he shall be my son.
So people that continue on that are not frightened away will be, God will be your God, and we will be the sons of God. Then what?
But the fearful and unbelieving.
Okay, he puts that first at the top of the list because he knows that the only way that he can conquer people is to scare you. So, and if you're scared away from the Lord, that means that you don't believe his promises. You don't believe that he'll keep you. They put me in prison over 10 years. I got out of prison 10 years ago, but ever since I've been saved for 43 years, they've been bringing every false accusation against me as they did Jesus. Okay, keep going.
But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable...
Fearful and unbelieving is first, and the abominable, then what?
And murderers.
Murderers, even ahead of murderers, you stinking, frightened... weasels out there. So frightened, you're frightened in your boots. You're afraid of the terrorist youth, and they've got you believing that this is coming from the Muslims. And they're predicting that the Muslims are going to hit again the United States. The Catholics knew when there was going to be terrorism in this country. They're the ones that predicted it because they're the ones that did it. Okay, then what? And they're doing it again. So you can believe that there's going to be some more terrorism in this country. It's going to continue on until people receive what the Lord says, that it's coming from Rome. The Bible says that some of the people in the world are going to realize that it's coming from Rome so much that they're going to go over there and burn the place down. I'm not advocating. I'm just telling you what the Bible says. Amen?
Amen.
And what the Bible says, I believe.
Amen.
The Vatican, let me predict this. But I'm not predicting it on my own or making up stuff like the Vatican does. Because they're going to do it, but I'm telling you that God is going to put it in people's hearts in the European 10 different European governments over there to go over there and burn the Vatican because they're going to realize that they're the ones that's causing all the trouble in the world. All right, then what? And it says so, a whole chapter on it in the book of Revelation. Okay, then what?
And whoremongers.
Okay, so even the fearful before whoremongers and murderers are going into the lake of fire. You scaredy cats out there, you're going to be in the lake of fire. Aren't you happy about that, you creeps? Then what?
And sorcerers.
Sorcerers, even, you know, you fearful and unbelieving come first on the list, even before sorceries. Then what?
And idolaters.
And those that are idolaters. Idolaters are anyone that worships anything above the Lord. Like if your wife, anyone, Jesus said, a loving mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, wives, or husbands, or anything other than the Lord is not worthy of them. You're going to hell. So you're not, or your money. Isn't that funny? No matter if you sent me billions of dollars, you can't buy your way into heaven. All I rely on is the Lord. And none of you fat cats out there have ever sent me any money. Okay? People, the government has accused us of having multis of millions of dollars when we were broke. Okay? That's what this is all about. When we had to go down on pickups in Los Angeles, Sue and I had to go in the back of supermarkets and ask if we could talk to the manager to see if they had any day-old bread that we could feed a bunch of hippies, hundreds of them, that we won to the Lord. But you weasels out there, you believe the government that we're doing all kinds of evil things. That's what they started spreading all this garbage about Jesus, because they sought to kill him. They were looking to kill him. And so the way that they looked to kill him was start to spreading all kinds of rumors that he didn't really, all kinds of different things. That he was having sex on the side. You filthy dreamers. You filthy, dirty liars. All you people that are coming in. Don't you know that you're going to stand before God? You know, if I were you, I would repent so fast because the Lord's coming back to earth again soon. And maybe even before he comes back to earth again, you might go out to see him, and I wouldn't want to be in your boots for all the money in the world or in the universe. Okay, then what?
And all liars shall
okay,
have...
Okay, so you liars exhort out with fraidy cats and then liars, because you believe a lie. And anyone that believes a lie, okay, then keep going.
Shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death.
Okay, well, that's your fate, okay? Keep your stinking money. Don't send anything. Keep sending it to these false prophets, because you're backing Satan. I mean, if you knew the Bible, if you read the Bible enough to where you knew what the Word of God, God's Word said, the Bible says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible plainly states that He is the Word of God. So believing on the Lord Jesus Christ means that you believe every word that proceeds from the mouth of the living God. And if you don't, you're on your way to hell. Because if you doubt God, that's the same as blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. Because you're saved by faith. And the Lord tells you to be nailed, crucified to the cross with Him. And I don't see any crucified church in this world. Really, except the small little churches here and there all over the globe, churches that communicate with us and we communicate with them. This big, filthy, rotten prostitute of a church, God calls it the great whore, the mother of whores. In other words, this mother in Rome, Mother Rome, is brought forth every prostitute supposed to be Christian on the face of this earth. They're the enemy of God and the world, and the world of Christians here on earth. The Catholics did not. They were not the first church. We Jews were the first church born on the day of Pentecost. Amen?
Amen.
We're the church. We're the oldest church on the face of this earth.
Amen.
You Roman cultists come in and tried to make it look like the Jews had infiltrated into you, you filthy, 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 degenerate, reprobate bastards. There's one person on this earth that's not afraid of you, all right?
Amen.
And I'd love to let you know, if you've been sent strong delusions, there's no way that you can escape hell. Just like the Lord told those reprobate Pharisees and the people that were scribes that were seeking to kill him, but they feared the people. Well, they know these weasels today know, these reprobates, these Vaticanites know that the people believe me too.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised how many people are listening to my radio broadcast. You stinking, demonic, demented weasels. You'd be surprised. Okay, so you very well might kill me. So what? I want to go to heaven anyway.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you do, I'll be right in heaven. Okay? But God's going to get you too. And the minute he gets you, your souls are going to be screaming their heads off in the pit of hell and the lake of fire.
Amen.
So that's what your fate is, no matter how hard you try. The only way that you'd ever repent, you're so afraid of the Vatican that you won't quit, Mr. Bush. You're scared to death of them. The only reason that you have any guts at all is because you've got about 50,000 troops around you all the time to protect your little frail, puny body. But you're going to die, my friend. And if, I'm preaching this gospel in hopes, in prayers, to save your soul, all you government agents and the presidents of this United States and former presidents like Clinton, who took full, and was very proud to say that they took full responsibility for killing all those Christian people at Waco. And the media lied like a dog about those people. I hate you with a perfect hatred, and the Lord told me to do that,
Amen.
Okay? You're liars, you filth, you lice, you haters of God. Okay, now I get wound up and I can't stand the devil. I hate him, and the Bible says that we're to hate Satan and love God.
Amen?
Amen. And you people don't hate Satan, hang on to your money. I don't ask for money. I just say, if you want to be blessed, send it in here because we're the ones telling the truth, okay?
Amen.
And if you don't keep your stinking money, God keeps me afloat, all right?
Amen.
I get my loot from the Lord. And what I do with it, you can hear me on the radio. I'm preaching the gospel that you must believe or your soul's going to be in hell. Not just rotting there. I mean burning forever and ever. Okay, now the testimonies. I was going to introduce those a while ago. Let's go. Where's the first one from? Africa?
Mississauga, Ontario, Canada.
Canada. Okay. Let's hear what he has to say.
A man from Mississauga, Ontario, Canada called the witnessing line who got a hold of the radio program on shortwave and heard you preaching out of the book of Jeremiah. And he said that Tony Alamo can really preach it right. After he heard the message, he said it really got
him. Does that make you happy, you stinking weasels out there? You know that I'm right. Otherwise, you wouldn't be sneaking around and telling all the dirty lies. You're telling lies so that you think it'll justify you murdering me. Why do you hire people and you don't even deny it, you creeps? All right, then what?
After he heard the message, he said it really got him fired up. He said, you're really doing a great job and wanted as many newsletters and as much information on the church as possible.
Okay, great. Well, we have plenty of literature and you can get CDs from us. They're free of charge. I mean, I must have done. When we started counting, it was 416 CDs ago and tapes. So, take your choice, pal. Okay, what else?
From Lafia, Nigeria, Africa. Dear Pastor, I'm sending you this greeting in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I am very excited to tell you that I have read a piece of your literature entitled Dry Bones, and it has taught me what a man of God who does not doubt can do spiritually and physically. I have
even if I go on to be with the Lord, I have won hundreds of millions of souls, and my literature is going to be out there, Satan, no matter, until time is no more.
Amen.
And it's going to keep winning souls even after I've gone. So the cat's out of the bag, so to speak, Satan.
Amen.
Okay, and you're going to hell, no matter how hard you try not to go to hell. You're going to hell. And I promised you that one time when you was giving me some problems. In fact, I said, every time you come against me, I'm going to come against you 10,000 times harder. And have I kept my promise, that you dirty liar? You'd say no. Yeah, if you say no, I'm going to increase it another 10, 20,000, okay? I'm going to hit you with all fours. I mean, my hands and feet. Okay, then go ahead.
I have a keen interest in receiving more of your literature and books.
Well, I don't blame you, sir. Okay? If I were you, I'd feel the same way. Then what?
To enrich me in Christ and in my mission field. May the Lord God bless you in his field. Thanks, yours faithfully, Evangelist M. Kigbu from Lafia, Nigeria, Africa.
Okay, yeah, we're all over the world. The Lord says that he wouldn't be coming back until the gospel is preached all over the world. And I don't hear much gospel today. You hear people talking about, you know, how to treat your wife. And you should be preaching how to treat the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
And if you had a gut in your body or on it, you'd be out there preaching the same way that I am.
Amen.
Okay? You're exalting women as though they're God. And the Bible tells you what women are. Amen?
Amen.
Okay? There's one chapter they keep reading, the last chapter of Proverbs. A virtuous woman. Are there such things? They're not born, but they're cultivated. Amen?
Amen.
They have to get saved, and then they have to be taught the Word of God, and they have to be frightened of the Lord. There were such women in the Bible, but we're living in this supposed to be new age. Nothing has changed. Sin has amplified itself. All right, now then. Now let's go to the 22nd chapter of Luke. Okay, and where was the scriptures? I don't want to read the whole. It starts out saying, now the feast of unleavened bread, this is verse 1, which means near, which is called the Passover. I mean, unleavened bread is symbolic that of human beings without sin in them. Unleavening means, it's just a shadow or a figure, a type of, saying sin. When God delivered them from Egypt, they had to eat unleavened bread. That means they have to be holy. Because without holiness, no man will enter the kingdom of heaven or see God. Verse 2, and the chief priests, this is these supposed to be top guns in the church or the synagogues, the top preachers, and the scribes, the ones that wrote down the things, the different messages, sought how, where they are looking how they might kill Jesus. For they feared, but they feared the people. So what they started doing is telling all kinds of lies about him so that when they captured him, there wouldn't be a great uprising of the people. And they started saying that he's changed the word of God and all that so that the people would say, kill him. Because they didn't like anyone that changed the word of God. And so when all this was happening, Judas started fearing. And so then Satan entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, who was numbered among the 12. Okay, so we had hundreds of people in our church that the government scared. They started telling all kinds of lies, and they're going to kill me and kill them. They said, if you keep going to Tony and Lama's church, there's going to be as many bullet holes in you as there will be in him. Well, I don't have one bullet hole in me, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, verse 4. So, Judas, a former Christian, he was filled with the Spirit until Satan entered into him. Even Judas was out casting out devils and he was laying hands on people and healing the sick. He was a Christian. So after the devil, then Satan entered Judas. He wasn't in him before until the government frightened him. So he went his way and conferred, had conversations with the chief priests. A lot of people have done that, these Vaticanites, these government agents. They hired a bunch of, and frightened a bunch of the people that were in my church and got them to testify falsely against me in the this mock trial that I was railroaded into prison on the IRS. And so when I tell people that, they say, well, yeah, they even got this criminal on those charges. Okay, so the chief priest, and he was conferring with him, and the captains, the military, the government, all these were the government, how he might betray him to them so that he would go and tell lies about him also. Okay, and they were glad when the government's glad if a person is scared to death of the government goes and agree, they'll give you some money. They said, there's one person that went and said that I was, I had more, lots of money and everything, and that I had a wardrobe of $250,000 and that I was doing all these different things. Then he promised and sought opportunity to betray Jesus to them in the absence of the multitude. They didn't want to do this while all the people that believed in him were around. So the government is the same way today. The Lord hasn't changed his methods, and the devil hasn't changed his. What he wants to do is frighten everybody into following after him. And the Lord says, no, you have to fear me. Fear God and keep his commandments. That's the God's commandments. That's the whole duty of man. Then came the day of unleavened bread. That's the Passover, when the Lord said, if you put blood on the both sides of the door and above the door, then and down a basin down at the bottom, that the Spirit of God, the death angel, would pass over them. So the Passover had to be killed. Well, Jesus is that Passover. Now, he sheds his blood. He's the Lamb of God that came into the world. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Jesus said, go and prepare the Passover for us that we may eat. So they said to him, where do you want us to prepare? And then Jesus, before he ascended into the kingdom of heaven told them, because he wanted to prepare the real true church in Jerusalem. He says, go there. And he says, tarry until I send the Holy Spirit, until I come down into you with the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of false prophets say that was for them. No, they had to go through a lot of persecution. And so he gave them the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which is power. And he said to them, behold, when you have entered the city, a man will meet you carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house which he enters. Then you shall say to the master of the house, the teacher says to you, where is the guest room in which I may eat the Passover with my disciples? Well, one of the disciples was not bound to fall away. Amen?
Amen?
So there is falling away, isn't there?
Amen.
Okay, people that say there isn't, you're liars. Okay, don't Amen. Follow those kind of people. Now go to the place where it talks about Satan would sift you, Peter.
29, and I appoint unto you a kingdom as my Father hath appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom.
Okay, in my kingdom, okay. So there is a kingdom of heaven, and it's within right now, but soon it will be visible. Then what?
And sit on thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel.
So we're going to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Then what?
And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you.
Desired to have you, then what?
That he may sift you as wheat.
So He wants to frighten you. He wants to have you. He wants to do the same thing to you that he did to Judas, because Peter was not, he had not been converted yet. And to prove it, Peter denied him three times.
Amen.
He said, Satan wants to frighten you. And did he frighten him?
Yeah.
To the point of denying him three times. But now we're born again in the Spirit. Now if you're afraid after you hear these scriptures, and now that you're afraid that, you know, to go to the kingdom of heaven a little early if you have to, then go ahead.
But I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not.
I'm praying that you don't fall away, that your faith doesn't fail. Amen?
Amen.
Satan will scare you, folks, just like he did Peter at first, but Peter wasn't converted. And all you people that say you're converted, and you know you are, if you're frightened away, you're going to spend eternity. You're going to be the first ones that's sent into the lake of fire. Amen?
Amen.
Even before murderers. But they're all you're going to hell at the same time into the lake of fire. Then what?
And when thou art converted.
When, you see, he wasn't saved then. That's why he could have got by with denying the Lord three times. Because when he knew that the Lord, he was grieved that he did it, because he had seen the Lord raise the dead. Amen?
Amen.
He knew he was something. Then what?
And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Strengthen your brethren. Okay, so what I'm trying to do by telling you the truth is to strengthen your faith. By telling you, don't be afraid of the one world cult in Rome, the city of the seven hills, the Satan's seat is there. It's one world government, which the Lord said would be the fourth kingdom. And the mouth, the media that's frightening everybody out of their wits. They're threatening you with saying the Muslims is going to get you. The birds is coming. The birds, and they're the ones doing it. So if you put your thoughts to the right place, the root where all this is coming from, the root of all evil, the mother of all evil, is Rome. And so you're focusing on ACLU and all these other branches of the government. I would caution you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And don't fear anyone but him.
Amen.
Don't fear what you're going to eat tomorrow. Well, how will the Lord... Don't fear that. The Lord says he feeds birds. He'll feed you. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, my time is up. This is a contract with the Lord. If you believe on him, he'll take care of you.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And he will not allow your soul to go to hell. You will go to heaven. So you start out the race. Start out salvation by saying this prayer. Say to the Lord, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins, not my former, present, and future sins, but my former sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word is God, and God cannot lie. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I am saved. And I'm going to stay saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in the air and praise and thank the Lord and never be ashamed of him. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, share and tell them four different ways that they receive a copy of this program, number 416.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505. Or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370. Or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, now the four Hebrew, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were in the fiery furnace, but there was another one in there with him. Amen?
Amen.
There's four figures in there, and it says it was like the Son of God. Amen?
Amen.
And they didn't, the only thing that burned was the ropes that they were tied with. Amen?
Amen.
There wasn't even any smell of smoke on them. And so this is the kind of faith that we have to have in these last days. This happened years ago, many hundreds of years ago. Here's Faye Experiment to sing Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
There was three children from the land of Israel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, and they took a trip to the land of Babylon, Shadrach. Meshach, Abednego, Nebuchadnezzar was the king of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, he took a lot of gold and he made an idol. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. And he told everybody, when you hear the music of the cornet and the flute and the harp, must fall down and worship the idols, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the children of Israel would not bow down, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Would fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. I said you couldn't fool them with a golden idol, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. So the king put the children in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. He brought the coals and the red hot brimstone, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. 7 times harder than it ought to be. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Turn up the soldiers what the king had put there. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. But the Lord sent an angel with snowy white wings down in the middle of the furnace, talking to the children about the power of the gospel. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Well, it couldn't even burn the hair on the head of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, laughing and a-talking while the fire was a-jumping round. Ha, 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 Meshach, Abednego. Now, old Nebuchadnezzar called Hador when he saw the power of the Lord. And they had a big time in the house of Babylon. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. Ha, ha, ha,